Welcome to this introduction to The Believers Are But Brothers, written and performed by Javad Alipour. The play won a Scotsman Fringe First Award at the 2017 Edinburgh Festival. It's been co-directed by Javad Alipour and Kirsty Housley. We should warn you that the age guidance for this performance is 16+. The play includes explicit language and references to and images of disturbing violence, which may be found offensive. The audio-described performance at the Bush Theatre will take place on Saturday, February the 3rd. There'll be a touch tour at 1:30. The pre-show notes begin at 2:15 and the performance itself at 2:30. It lasts for just over 1 hour with no interval. The describer will be Di Langford. Writer, theatre-maker and performer Javad Alipour is Resident Associate Director at Sheffield Theatres, an Associate Director of Theatre in the Mill and the Artistic Director of Northern Lines, a theatre company based in Bradford. His work comes from discussions and workshops with communities that don't normally engage with mainstream theatre. The following extracts come from an article on the theatre website by the Artistic Director of the Bush Theatre, Madani Yunus. He says, "The Believers Are But Brothers reveal how important technology is to democratise, assimilate, reimagine, provoke and disturb culture. In a word, its power. We live in a time when the old orders are collapsing, from the post-colonial nation-states of the Middle East to the EU and the American election. Through it all, tech-savvy and extremist groups rip up political certainties. Amidst this, a generation of young men find themselves burning with resentment, without the money, power and sex they think they deserve. This crisis of masculinity leads them into an online world of fantasy, violence and reality." He concludes, "The play envelops its audience in this digital realm, weaving us into the webs of resentment, violence and power networks that are eating away at the structures of the 20th century. The Believers Are But Brothers explores the smoke and mirrors world of online extremism, anonymity and hate speech." As part of the play, the smartphone app WhatsApp is used to help create this online world. If you have a smartphone, you'll be offered the option to join a WhatsApp group. This will create an encrypted and private world, which will enable the users to receive and respond to messages for the duration of the performance. Afterwards, the contact details of the group will be deleted. If you'd like to join the WhatsApp group, please bring a pair of small in-ear headphones for your phone. It's important to emphasise, though, that this is not essential. If you don't have a smartphone, or you'd rather not accept the WhatsApp option, the message of the play is still quite clear, and Di Langford will read out WhatsApp messages as they appear on a large screen during the performance. As we enter the auditorium, there are two ranked banks of seating on the left, facing a low stage on the right. The wall at the back of the stage is painted black. On the stage are two long tables, one in front of the other, standing at a slight angle from left to right, the right-hand end closest to us. On the left of the table at the front are two small monitors and a speaker connected with trailing wires. Next to them, a pair of headphones and a bottle of water. And there's an open laptop on the right. The second table, behind the first, is set slightly to the right of it. There are more monitors on this table, facing away from us. Standing on the floor between the tables is a large frame, about 3 metres high by 2 wide. Coloured lights flicker across the top of it. The upper half of the frame, visible above the surface of the tables, contains a see-through screen with a faint textured pattern, and during the action, images and video content are projected onto this screen. In front of the screen, the writer, Javad Alipour, sits to the left on an office chair on casters. He has his back to us. Javad is of Middle Eastern descent and describes himself as mixed race. He's in his 30s, with thickly waved brown hair and searching dark brown eyes. He's dressed casually in a red top, pale blue jeans and red trainers. Javad wears glasses and headphones. His gaze is focused upon one of the small screens in front of him. Just visible behind the large screen, on the right of the far table, a young white man sits facing us. He's dressed in a short-sleeved T-shirt and he wears headphones. He's mostly in shadow, but his serious face and black beard are illuminated by a blue glow as he gazes intently at moving images on the monitor in front of him, tapping occasionally on a keyboard or manipulating the controller of a video war game. This is the operator, who, without leaving his screen, becomes increasingly implicated in the world of the play. Small red lights glow and flicker on the state-of-the-art headphones worn by both men. They're engrossed in a game of Call of Duty. As the audience waits for the performance to begin, some people realise they can use the WhatsApp connection to communicate with other members of the audience. As they watch the two men on stage, absorbed in their game, the jokey messages begin, including, "Is this the show? I could have had another drink in the bar." They send each other occasional selfies, questionable jokes, cute pictures of dogs and other animals, a dormouse in a jumper, a packet of Ritz biscuits, various smileys and emojis, pictures of Jeremy Corbyn. The jokes continue until eventually Javad takes off his headphones and puts them on the table. He turns to face us, holds up his mobile, and taps out a WhatsApp message. The show begins. And that's the end of these pre-show notes.